In this bulletin, Labor says the federal government's COVID-19 booster rollout in aged care is an utter failure. A Christian school in Brisbane withdraws anti-gay and anti-transgender enrolment contracts. And in sport, surfer Tyler Wright, the only Australian left standing at the Billabong Pro Pipeline event in Hawaii. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Labor politicians have condemned the federal government's COVID-19 booster rollout in the aged care sector. There have been more than 500 deaths among residents in January 2022, with COVID outbreaks in more than 1,200 aged care facilities and around one-third of residents still yet to receive their third dose. The government has today announced a review into the sector's response to the Omicron wave and the COVID deaths in aged care facilities. Labor's Tanya Plibersek says the government has utterly failed to protect the country's most vulnerable.
I've got a mother-in-law in a residential aged care facility, and my husband and I are beside ourselves worried about her. And the fact that we still have 60,000 aged care residents who haven't had their booster shots now, again, is an utter failure from this government. If we had a minister that was a bit more interested in his day job and a bit less interested in going to the cricket instead of doing what he's paid to do, protect the lives and safety of aged care residents, I think we'd be in a much better position.
Federal Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says Australia is past the peak of the Omicron wave of COVID-19, but has warned that it won't be the last. He believes there'll be another Omicron outbreak and a flu wave over winter. Professor Kelly says COVID-19 will likely be in the community for years, but he hopes he's wrong.
We are definitely past our peak in Australia in terms of this Omicron wave. It will not be the last Omicron wave we will have, but it will not be the last wave of COVID we will have. We are learning to live with this virus, and that means that we have to have realistic expectations about what will happen this year and probably subsequent years in terms of COVID circulating in the community.
A Christian school in Brisbane has withdrawn a requirement that families sign anti-gay and anti-transgender enrolment contracts. City Point Christian College was under fire after it called for the rejection of homosexuality and the confirmation that students identify by their birth gender. Following a meeting with the Queensland Schools Accreditation Board, the college says it deeply regrets the contracts. Jane Hopkins, national spokesperson and president of PFLAG Australia, says that despite the retraction, this contract will have long-lasting effects.
These things just, you don't throw them around with no consequence. So even though it's been withdrawn, you've put that out there, those words can't be unsaid now or taken away. They made it, the principal there, he's made it very clear his thoughts, beliefs and the way children that identify in the LGBTIQ+ community will be received or treated.
Experts are questioning whether a ship wrecked in Newport Harbour in the United States is indeed the HMB Endeavour used by British explorer James Cook. The Australian National Maritime Museum made the announcement that the discovery concludes 22 years of work by maritime archaeologists and historians. But in a statement, the Rhode Island Marine Archaeology Project says the announcement is premature and there's no indisputable data to prove the ship is the iconic vessel. The Endeavour, which Cook famously sailed around the South Pacific before landing on Australia's eastern coast in 1770, was sunk at Rhode Island by the British 244 years ago. In sport, and surfer Tyler Wright is the only Australian left standing at the Billabong Pro Pipeline event in Hawaii. The two-time world champion snuck into the semi-finals after beating local hope Malia Manuel by less than a point. Wright will meet Hawaiian wildcard and pipeline specialist Moana Jones-Wong in the climax of the World Surf League season opener. Waves of about 1 metre are forecast on Friday, but pipeline organisers have already called a lay day in the anticipation of a 4 to 5 metre swell on Saturday and Sunday. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, it'll be a very hot and mostly sunny day with an expected top of 39. 29 degrees, Adelaide sunny 27, Melbourne mostly sunny and 25, Hobart partly cloudy and 20, also partly cloudy in Canberra with a top of 20, in Wollongong there'll be a shower or two and 22 degrees, Sydney similar conditions 25, Newcastle also a shower or two and 24, Brisbane a shower or two and 26, in Cairns there'll be showers and a possible storm with 33 degrees expected, and in Darwin there'll also be showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 31 degrees. That's SBS News.